Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. This one's going to be mostly about McConnell's political warfare on the people. There's still a lot of other news to go over, but I'm struggling to fit it all in. Getting right to work on the next episode after this. Friday's episode will be very brief as I have some errands to run. Let's get started. Shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park and Shay Meehan, as well as all our other patrons. I would not be here without you. If you want to join these awesome advocates, head over to patreon.com/yangdaily. With just a couple of dollars a month from each person listening to this podcast, we could keep this going indefinitely. So the Treasury has announced that the $600 stimulus checks have begun rollout, or rather, direct deposits have. Delivery is proceeding a great deal faster this time, now that the process is in place. Imagine if the Fed were allowed to drop some cash in everyone's bank account every month, as they've said they want to. Unfortunately, that would require approval by Congress, the same agency that's too dysfunctional to do it themselves. As for Congress, Sherrod Brown has joined Sanders and Markey in filibustering the vote to override Trump's veto of the defense bill until there is a vote on the $2,000 checks. As foreshadowed yesterday, McConnell today introduced a bill which tied up the $2,000 checks with the pork of repealing Section 230 and establishing a bipartisan election investigation in order to kill it and have an excuse to blame the Democrats. The plan could not possibly be more transparent, considering that McConnell is simultaneously trying to override Trump's veto on the defense bill, which Trump vetoed because McConnell refused to include the repeal of 230 in that bill. When it's a bill McConnell wants to pass, no repeal of 230. When it's something he wants to die, tie it to 230. McConnell's excuse seems born out of Trump's tweet in response to McConnell blocking the checks, in which Trump said, quote, "Unless Republicans have a death wish, they must approve the $2,000 payments ASAP. $600 is not enough. Also get rid of Section 230. Don't let big tech steal our country, and don't let the Democrats steal the presidential election. Get tough," end quote. Even Fox News articles admit that McConnell's move is BS designed to stop the checks from passing. You'd think it would be too much of a stretch for people to believe him when he'll say that Democrats vote against the $2,000 checks, despite the fact that they passed it in standalone legislation that he refused to bring to a vote. But never underestimate how easily people are manipulated by partisan politics. Remember that most people know next to nothing about politics and just go off headlines and rumors fed to them by whatever news or social media they've chosen specifically because it always agrees with their chosen biases. Remember that the GOP and right-wing media already convinced their voters that it was the Democrats' fault stimulus didn't go out until now, despite that the House passed a large stimulus package half a year ago that the Senate refused to vote on, and that the Senate refused any stimulus over $1 trillion. Remember that they even convinced their voters that Biden was somehow at fault for riots in the streets under Trump's presidency, when Biden had literally no involvement whatsoever and denounced all violence and crime. They called it Biden's America while Trump was president. Let that sink in. People are looking to be manipulated. In light of that, I think, honestly, the best course of action might be to just call McConnell's bluff and pass his pork package. Let me preface this opinion with the disclaimer that I don't know jack about this subject and no one should trust me on it. That said, repealing Section 230 would cause havoc in social media. It would result in massive censorship as the company's liability protection would be stripped, leaving them on the hook for everything anyone says. It does go beyond that, though. It would throw the entire internet into chaos, not just social media, particularly sites like YouTube, but also forums and anything else that features commentary. It might tamp down on conspiracy culture, which would be nice, as none of that would be tolerated anymore. There would certainly be bad consequences, too. I don't pretend to know what all they'd be, but if it gets cash relief to starving Americans and drives home to GOP voters what they are voting for, seems like it might be worth it. And it would almost certainly be reinstated once people got a taste of the consequences, if it ever got repealed in the first place. I'm thinking that if we really want to move McConnell, we need to start hitting him where it hurts. You want to hurt a politician? Go for the wallet. Maybe America needs a public campaign against McConnell's donor companies, just like Yang Gang did against MSNBC advertisers in the primary. Bad press got companies to influence Facebook as well. We know who's really in charge and who to target. The link below contains McConnell's biggest donor companies. Time to get into some good trouble. Another play here is stoking the hostility between Trump and McConnell. Spread the message to Trump and Trump communities that McConnell, after refusing to repeal 230 in the defense bill, as Trump demanded, and even overriding Trump's veto of it, is now trying to use the repeal to poison Trump's bipartisan $2,000 checks. McConnell is trying to play Trump for a fool, using his own demands to deny passage of all of them. And it's true as well. Let Trump and MAGA think on that. Either they get McConnell to put the checks through, or cost Mitch his position of power by not voting in Georgia. And then Democrats pass further stimulus once they have the Senate. Either way, win-win. McConnell's maleficence has led some people to creative ways of expressing their feelings, such as Twitter user EyePatchGuy, who said, quote, "If I ever die from COVID, please know that my dying wish is that my corpse be catapulted at high speed directly into McConnell's bedroom window at 3 a.m. End quote. Now that's what I call community service right there. Louisiana's Republican Congressman-elect Luke Letlow died yesterday from a heart attack after being diagnosed with COVID, suffering symptoms severe enough to put him in the intensive care unit, and administered the drug remdesivir as well as steroids. When his doctor was asked if Letlow had any underlying conditions that would have made his death more likely, he said, quote, "None, all COVID-related," end quote. Letlow was only 41 years old and leaves behind a wife and two children. Let's hope that this tragedy is enough to convince some people to take COVID more seriously and take precautions to prevent more of this in the future. The evidence that Yang is going to join the race in New York continues to mount. He was spotted filming what appears to be a mayoral ad in which he clearly says, quote, "I'm Andrew Yang and I'm running for mayor of New York City," end quote. Even more telling, in my opinion, is that he was spotted wearing a Humanity Forward for New York hat. If they're already making merchandise for the mayoral run, that seems pretty solid. Honestly, I'm not sure how I feel about this run. I wonder how much difference he can actually make in New York City, even if he wins, and will it help or hurt his efforts on the national stage? It's unclear. I'll support him whichever way he goes, of course, but I can see as much potential for regression as progression in this move. I would certainly prefer a Secretary of Commerce or Labor Yang, but you don't always get what you want. In fact, you pretty much never get everything you want in politics by the very nature of it. Finally, if you need help with food, heat, rent, mortgage, homelessness, eviction, getting your stimulus check, or more, Humanity Forward has put together a fantastic, organized Google Doc with links to organizations and programs that can help you navigate your issue. Until we get a UBI, this is what we've got. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Drop Markey, Sanders, and Brown a thank you for doing what they can to get more money to the people. Consider stoking the fires between Trump and McConnell and messaging McConnell's donors that you and your friends will be boycotting them for their support of him. Don't forget to put in your half hour a day of phone banking or text banking to support the efforts in Georgia. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way. And don't forget to Yang Daily.